Sackville is back in orange. The change went into effect at midnight last night, announced by Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing by the province. Russell announced a return to the orange phase for Zone 1 and a return to the red phase for Zone 4, the Edmundston region, which has been on lockdown for 15 days. Russell said case numbers were now trending in the right direction. Only two new cases were reported yesterday, both in the Edmundston region.
And that is the lowest daily number that we have reported since New Year's Day. And I am so grateful for the work to accomplish all of this that everybody has been doing, and I'm thoroughly impressed.
While Russell was congratulatory, she also included warnings that this is not over.
This does not mean that the virus has been eradicated. It does not mean that people can cast aside their masks and go back to life as it was before the pandemic and before these outbreaks. What it means is that the risk of transmission of COVID-19 in these zones is less than it was 2 weeks ago, but it is not zero. The risks are still there, and the risks of the variants are still there.
Yesterday's low new case count was matched by a drop in testing numbers as well. The province reported 789 new tests yesterday, with only 234 in Zone 1. The rules for orange changed while Zone 1 was in the red phase. Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd also spoke at Monday's COVID-19 briefing and gave some details about what the new orange phase of restrictions looks like. The main change is the steady 10. During the last orange phase of restrictions, people were restricted to a one-household bubble only. Now, that household can also include up to 10 other close contacts. But households need to keep a list of those contacts, and they must be mutual. Here's Dorothy Shepherd.
Think of it this way. If anyone in your home chooses to go to the home of a friend and spend time with their family of four, those four people are now a part of your household's steady 10. Your household and members of the steady 10 can also go to public places that remain open under the orange level, including dining out at restaurants.
The stakes are high for the steady 10. If someone in your household's steady 10 contracts COVID-19, you will be required to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Other rules for the orange phase, such as what can open and close, remain unchanged. That means that restaurants can have indoor dining again and gyms and salons can reopen. Shepherd gave a vaccine update on Monday with news that as of February 6th, 18,643 doses of the vaccine had been administered in New Brunswick. That's an increase of just 1,366 from the previous week, which shows a bit of a slowdown, as in previous weeks, upwards of 3,000 shots were given. That could be because delivery of the vaccine had slowed down, but since the last update, the province has received another 4,175 doses of vaccine and now has a reserve of just over 7,000 doses. There are 5,347 people fully vaccinated with two doses, and just shy of 8,000 people waiting on a second dose. Shepherd indicated the speed of the continued rollout would largely be determined by the rate that doses are delivered to the province. Today at noon, the Pan